This is HPR episode 2724 entitled, Using a DIN Rail to Mount a Raspberry Pi. It is hosted by Dave Morris and is about 9 minutes long, and carries an explicit flag. The summary is, I created DIN Rail fittings for attaching my RPI 3B Plus and an SSD disk.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello everybody, welcome to Hacker Public Radio. This is Dave Morris. Now today I want to do a brief show about setting up a Raspberry Pi. I've got a Raspberry Pi 3B Plus, which I want to use as a server. And I was looking for a better way of setting it up, because I want to put an SSD on it. It would be quite nice to stack them one on top of the other in some sort of way, but I came across the concept of using a DIN rail, D-I-N rail, and thought I would see what could be done in that regard. So this is just talking about the investigations that I went through and what I came up with. There's a bunch of photos in these notes and long notes to give you some idea of what I'm talking about. So if you've never come across it, this so-called DIN, D-I-N, which is one of the European standards, Deutsches Industry Norm or something it is, but it's a standard for a particular type of rail. I think there's maybe three different types. It's a metal rail which you can fix to various surfaces or whatever. The idea for it is that you can mount usually bits of electrical equipment onto it, which you then put into an equipment rack and use for whatever purpose. So you might find them in buildings controlling the power to the building, or phone systems, I think, and you can see them in factories and that type of thing, where a machine is controlled by equipment sitting on a DIN rail. You'll find, if you realize what they are, you'll see them everywhere. I certainly have. I think I've got some in my house which are holding circuit breakers for my electrical system. Anyway, there's a Wikipedia article that talks a lot about it, and I've put a link to it in the notes. Now, a number of people in the maker community have made use of these DIN rails, and there's a number of designs for stands that can be 3D printed. So that was the route I went to. There are also designs for mounts that you can put onto the rail, so you can hold a Raspberry Pi and discs and various other things. Quite a lot of things you could fit onto a DIN rail. And it's not hugely difficult to come up with your own designs, I think, though I haven't done that. So I just wanted to tell you about making the bits to set up a DIN rail and put my Raspberry Pi and a disc on it. I had the help of my son and his girlfriend, who are both very heavily into the 3D printing stuff. And I did a show a while ago about the 3D printer that I bought during 2018. So there are three different designs of DIN rail, but the commonest one that you'll mostly see is called the top hat design, because from side view it looks like it's got the shape of a hat. There's one with a depth of 7.5 millimeters and the other is 15 millimeters. I think the one that's most commonly available is the 7.5 millimeter, and I went looking on eBay and Amazon and found them there, so I ordered a few short lengths. There's a couple of photos of what they look like in the notes. It's just a flat rail with raised edges that form a sort of a U shape when you look at it from the side. It's got mounting holes and this sort of stuff. Just a metal rail. So I went looking for a stand for this, because the idea was to stand the rail, put the rail between a couple of stands, possibly more, I don't know, but start off with a couple of stands and have it mounted on a surface, tabletop, shelf or something like that. And the first design I came up with was a bit too fragile and unstable. It's one of these things, not being an engineer myself, I couldn't quite visualize what it was going to be like when I saw the design. We printed a couple of them. They came off Thingiverse, and there's a link to it if you're interested. It's a triangular shape with the DIN rail mounted. Well, I just mounted it on one side, but you can mount one on each side, which might be slightly better. But it still seems to be quite a thin design and not very rigid. And I'm not sure that if you did have two DIN rails and put a fair amount of equipment on it, whether that would be up to holding it up. So I wasn't happy with it. There's a picture of what it looks like. Found a better design on Thingiverse again. And this had the drawback that it was designed for the 15mm top hat rail. We didn't appreciate this when we saw it and printed it. I say we, I didn't appreciate it because I said, how about this one? And the guy said, oh, okay. We realised the mistake when the thing was printed and realised that it would not suit the 7.5mm rail. So the simple answer was to print a shim, which was just based on the geometry of the top of the stand with holes in it for mounting bolts and stuff. So put that in as in the gap between the 7.5mm depth of the rail and the back of the stand. And there's a picture of this showing the rail mounted on one of the stands. You can see the shim. The other thing we needed to do was to make mounting plates or mounting units for bits of equipment to put onto the rail. So we printed one for the Raspberry Pi 3B Plus and another one for the SSD disk. It came from the source, the first source. I've got links to these, so I'm just calling them the first source and stuff. And the one that didn't produce very nice stands, the actual fittings for hanging onto the rail are great. The idea is that there's a hook at the top that goes over the top lip of the DIN rail, and then the bottom of it is secured with a locking tab that you slide into to a slot and push it up, and it's held by friction. And image 9 in my list of images shows sort of back view of how this locks together. But the mounting plate for the Raspberry Pi is just screwed through. It's just a couple of arms which protrude out from the part that hooks over the rail, and it's got holes in it to allow bolts to be placed through to fix the Raspberry Pi. There's a couple of pictures here that show it in position. I have a bunch of nylon bolts which I've bought in the past to use for fixing Raspberry Pis to things, and that's what I used. A bit longer than they need to be, but they do the job fine. A similar one for an SSD. I bought one of the low price SSDs of Amazon, only 120 gigabytes, but that should be enough for what I'm planning for. And you can see that it's a similar sort of idea. It's a slightly more elegant design, actually. It's got sort of curves in it. You can get some idea from these pictures that we were still learning our way around this 3D printer, so the end result is not quite as pretty as perhaps we could do now. Getting these things set up is quite an exercise, but it does the job great, and I just happen to have a bunch of the connectors that will screw into the bolts that will screw into the tapped holes on the back of an SSD. Picture 9 shows the locking tabs on the rail. So the final picture shows the rail on its stands. It's very nice and solid and stable. It's got equipment mounted on it. There's quite a lot of room for more. I think I get one or two more Pis on there. I'm not sure how stable it will be with a lot of stuff on, but it's quite well balanced, so I think it would be fine. The setup I've got is a Raspberry Pi where the USB ports are pointing upwards and the Ethernet connector. And next to it is the SSD, which is connected with the USB to SATA connector. And I've routed the power lead around the back of the rail for this particular one. It would be nice to do something better in terms of power distribution, but that's for another day. But this is going to be really good, especially since I can get several Pis on here if I want more. And I do have several around the house that are doing various jobs. So, you know, things that something like this for mounting them properly. There's plenty of ventilation around it. The only downside is going to be that if stuff gets dusty, dust's going to go into some of these USB connectors and it's going to be all over the pie, whereas when it's in a box, it's less of an issue. But I think this will be pretty good anyway. I'm not sure I would put a spinning disc on this, because it's not as rock solid as putting it straight onto a desk would be. The other thing I'm not sure about is whether I need to drill mounting holes in the bottom of the stand to fix it down to some surface. But that's for the future. Hope you found that to be interesting, and it might convince you to go in a similar direction. Okay then, bye!
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.